One of the odd things about this day of celebration is that we as a community of believers rarely talk about or sing. Let me get you back over there. There we go. We rarely talk about or sing about the resurrected Christ. Now, we talk about the resurrection. We may sing about the resurrection, but the resurrected Christ is a little different. Of course, one day a year, we celebrate the resurrection and make it special by dressing up and hunting for eggs. Not this year. Unless you're one of those people that got dressed up this morning, put your Easter outfit on, and you're watching it live from your living room. That'd be fun, too. But doesn't it strike you funny that in reality, this incredible event, this event that changed all of history, it's given so little time, so little thought, so little energy as a whole throughout the year, and not just in churches, but as believers in their lives. Don't get me wrong. Usually we spend a lot of time picking out new clothes, getting the presents ready, hiding the eggs, making the ham. My wife has made ribs, and potatoes au gratin for us today, so excited about that. But in comparison to all the other 364 days a year, it's pretty minor. So maybe this isolation this year has made this day a little different in our hearts. And that's for me. It's something different about kind of taking for granted the gathering together of your family. And so today I want to see how this event of the resurrection and the incredible power of the resurrected Christ affects us today and how it should affect us every day of the year. So let's look at a passage that's very familiar, Luke chapter 24, verse 1. It says, "Now, on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb bringing the spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were greatly perplexed concerning this, suddenly two men stood by them in shining garments as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the ground. And they said to them, 'Why do you seek the living among the dead?'" And one of the greatest lines of the Bible, "He is not here, he has risen." Oh, I love that verse. I love that verse. I love that last line, "He has risen." But I want to summarize the resurrection day for you by kind of combining all the verses of the four Gospels together and kind of into one story. So after Jesus was crucified, Joseph of Arimathea had Christ's body placed in Joseph of Arimathea's tomb that he had made for himself. A large stone covered the entrance, and they put soldiers there and sealed it to guard the tomb. After 3 days and three nights, a violent earthquake took place as an angel from heaven rolled back the stone. The guards who were guarding the tomb shook in fear and fell back as dead men, as the angel dressed in bright white sat upon the stone. Very early in the morning on Sunday, several women, Mary Magdalene, Mary, mother of James, Joanna, and Salome, went to the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus. They had not been able to do that the first time, so now they go 3 days later to anoint it. And the angels were guarding the tomb, announced to the women that Jesus, who was crucified, was no longer in the tomb. "He is not here, but he has risen." Then the women were told to inspect the tomb, see for yourself that he's not there. And then they were told to go and tell the disciples that Jesus has risen. What a mixture of fear and joy they ran to tell all those that they could find. But suddenly Jesus met them on their way, and they fell down at his feet and worshipped him, the resurrected Christ. Jesus then said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go tell my brothers, go into Galilee, go there and tell them to get into Galilee, and there they will see me too." When the guards that had been there had fallen back, they reported what had happened to their superiors and to the chief priests. They bribed the soldiers with a large sum of money to tell them to lie and say, "No, the disciples had stolen the body in the night." Well, the women had ran and got back where the others were. All the disciples, they told them what had happened, but they didn't believe the women. They always seemed like nonsense. "He came alive and now he's not there." That was confusion to them. So Peter and others got up and ran to the tomb, bending over. They saw the death clothes empty, and the tomb where Jesus was held was empty. They went away even more confused, wondering what had happened. After his resurrection, Jesus appeared to the women near the tomb. He visited two of the disciples on the road to Emmaus. Later, at least twice, he visited disciples while they were gathered in a house in prayer, in isolation, similar to what we are now today. They were hiding, And so Jesus met with them in that room. He also appeared to the Sea of Galilee while several of the disciples were fishing. And then later on, he appeared to over 500 different people. And then lastly, to the apostles before he rose. That is an amazing story, the power of God, the ability to resurrect Christ in the flesh. It wasn't just a spirit that they saw. They saw his flesh. They touched him. They touched his wounds. They saw that it was him. But is that all it is? A story. Has that story become legend and been made to be a Hallmark greeting card event? And that event in history, is it even applicable to us today? It's just something that happened back then. And how is important the resurrection to us today? How important is it as believers that we think about the resurrection? 1 Corinthians 15 says this, "Now if Christ is preached and he rose from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there's no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith also in vain." Look, based on that verse alone, I would say that the resurrection is very important. And if it wasn't happening, then we are here today doing nothing. We're just in vain. We might as well be in bed sleeping or watching something else on TV. But we're not, because of the resurrection of Jesus. The resurrection of Jesus is the central message of Christianity. Because Jesus rose from the dead, we too can experience a resurrection in our lives today. If there is no resurrection, then there would be no life from Christ. There are three parts of the gospel message, and none of them have anything to do with us. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15 that he declared the gospel to them, the gospel that saved them. The gospel is this: the death, the burial, and resurrection of Christ. There are three parts of the gospel message. Without the death, there would be no burial. And no burial, there would be no resurrection. And without the resurrection, there could not be life. Apart from the resurrection of Jesus, there is no Christianity. Jesus was a great teacher, but Christianity is not based on his teaching. Jesus was a great miracle worker, but Christianity is not based on his miracles. All of those are incredibly important and teach us a great deal about Jesus. The core Christianity is the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But there are two main responses to the resurrection. To some, it's a fairy tale, foolishness, it didn't really happen. To others, it is what drives them to Christ. John 11 says that Jesus tells us that I am the resurrection and the life. He believes in me, though he may die, yet he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Is what he says. Do you believe in Christ as the resurrected Christ? The resurrection of Christ reminds us that no matter how dark the night is, dawn always comes. It reminds us that no matter how cold or long the winter is, spring always comes. That no matter how long this quarantine isolation is, it will end. It is a promise of new life, the hope of life everlasting. Though sorrow may last for the night, joy comes in the morning. We should celebrate Christ's resurrection daily, not just once a year on a special day. It is a daily celebration. It's because Jesus is the victorious resurrected Christ that we can experience hope, joy, and peace in our lives today. Let's look what happens to us after we see the resurrected Jesus. Let's see what happens to us when the resurrected Jesus is applied in our lives. On that Sunday that the resurrection was discovered, two of the disciples were walking together discussing all the things that happened. These men were depressed. They were disappointed. They were doubting. They were in despair. The empty tomb did nothing to change them. They lost their hope in Jesus as Messiah. They talked about Jesus in the past tense. He was a prophet. We were hoping. How many of you here today can identify with that? How many of you today have been in a place of doubt? I know I have been. It was Sunday morning. The tomb was empty. They knew that something was supposed to happen on the third day, but they were hopeless and miserable because all they saw was an empty tomb. And not only sad and hopeless, but they were confused. These women confused them with the report of Jesus being alive, but they didn't see Jesus. And even the tomb was empty, they were hopeless and confused because they could not see Christ. And even when he is right in front of their eyes, they were focused on the terrible tragedy of their life, of all their woes and all their sorrow kept coming and seeing the one thing in their mind. Jesus was right there in front of them and they couldn't even see it. That could take away their pain. That could see Jesus could take away all away, but they couldn't see Jesus. Jesus said that they were foolish and slow of heart because they didn't believe what he had told them. And they didn't believe the scriptures that it spoke about this event. Jesus then gave them one of the most incredible Bible studies of all time. He expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Would you love to have an opportunity to sit down with Christ and have him tell you all the stories of old? They were so impacted by this Bible study, they said, stay with us. Do not leave us. Like, if you seek God with all your heart, you will find him. And you will want him to stay with you. But did you know you can't sit down with Jesus right now and have him tell you all the stories of the old? If you're a born-again believer in Christ this morning, Christ is in you. That tomb is empty, but you're not. And if you sit down and read his book, it is as if he's right there telling you his story. If you want an encounter with a victorious, resurrected Jesus, look at the book he wrote about himself to us. And as you're reading that book about him, he will guide you as if he was right there next to you in the flesh. Here's what the resurrected Christ does for us today. Later that day, the resurrection discovery, the disciples were gathering behind a closed door, still afraid and still confused. Then Jesus came and stood in their presence. The resurrected Christ replaces absence with his presence. When you are at your low and you feel all alone, if you're a born-again child of God, you must remember that his presence is in you. And if you don't know Christ as your Savior this morning, know that he is right there with you right now, wanting desperately for you to believe in him, wanting desperately for you to look to him and say, I need you as my Savior. He is there to take away the loneliness and replace it with his presence. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. After he becomes your personal Savior, once he becomes our personal Savior, he is in us to stay. They are alone and afraid, but Jesus speaks peace to them. The resurrected Christ replaces fear with his peace, loneliness with his presence. This morning, are you at peace with God? The risen Savior's presence is with you today. Jesus has made it possible to bring peace between ourselves and God because he has shed his blood for our souls. Philippians 4:7 says this, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will protect your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now catch that. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will protect your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Yet the greatest mistake people make is to ignore him, to live alone without his presence in your life, without his peace, without his comfort. These disciples were doubting all that had happened. Then Jesus brings them faith. The resurrected Christ replaces doubts with faith in your life. Loneliness with his presence. Worry and fret with peace. And doubts with faith. One of my favorite verses of the Bible is 1 John 5:13. It says, I have written these things to you, believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And they may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. He desires that we know. We don't have to question it. We don't have to worry about it. We don't have to doubt it. Christ wants us to know for sure that we have eternal life. God doesn't want us to have doubts. He wants us to have faith. Many people push from their lives the very one who can save them from the penalty of sin. They turn away from the one who can save them from their emptiness, confusion, and hopelessness. They're too busy for the one who can deliver them from a meaningless life. They can't seem to find time for the one who can redeem their lives. It is so tragic because things could be different for so many if they could only find time to see the resurrected Christ, the Messiah who came to the earth to save them. Christ is the Savior we all desperately need. He came into the world to save every one of us. The resurrected Christ brings life. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5 says, but God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, made us alive together with Christ. By grace are you saved. Now think that verse and really get a hold of that verse. He says, even when we were dead in sins, even before we were believers in Christ, He made us alive together with Christ because Christ went to the cross for us. Christ has given the world an opportunity to have life everlasting and to have life, not to have life later, but to have life everlasting right now, today. He tells us in John that he came so that we might have life. And the Bible says we might not just have life, but to have life more abundantly. That's the whole purpose of his gospel. The whole purpose of his death, the burial, and resurrection, was to bring us life and life abundantly. More life than we can handle now, that it flows over into eternity and flows over to all those around us. Because of the resurrection of Christ, God has rescued us out of the darkness and out of the gloom of Satan's kingdom and brought us to the kingdom of Christ. Christ bought our freedom with his blood and forgave us of our sins. Christ is the exact likeness of the unseen God. He existed before anything was made. Christ is the creator of all that is made of heaven and earth, the things that we can see and the things we can't see. He made the spirit world with its kings and kingdoms, its rulers and authorities. He made all that, and he is over all that. All things were made by Christ for his own use and glory. He was before all creation had a beginning, and he is power that holds everything together. He is the head of the body made up of his people. He is the first of all those who have risen from the dead. He is the first and premier of everything. The fullness of God is in Christ. It was through Christ did on the cross and through the power of his resurrection that God cleared a path for every person to come to him. Christ's death on the cross has made peace with God. This includes all those who were and are so far away from God. We were his enemies and hated him and were separated by him by our evil thoughts and actions. But now he has brought us back as his friends. He has done this through the death of the cross. And now as a result of Christ's resurrection, he has brought us into the very presence of God. And if you're in Christ today, you are standing there before him with nothing against you, nothing left that he could use to condemn you. To have this wonderful truth be applied to your life, you must fully believe this truth. You must believe the good news that Christ died for you, that he was buried, that he was resurrected. This is the wonderful news that came to each of us and now spreading all over the world more today than ever before. And it is possible because of the resurrected Christ. None of this would have happened because of Jesus. And I hope this encourages you today. I hope that if there's someone there watching this video today, that any time in the future that you realize that you have never placed your faith and trust in the resurrected Christ as your only Savior, that you would do that right now. You call me, text me, email me, Snapchat me. I don't care. Let me know what Christ is doing in your life. I will come to your house, stand on your front porch, and give you a virtual hug if I could. Receive that life that is abundant in him. Amen. I hope you enjoy that this morning. Let's get Pastor Nick on here and let's worship again with another song. Pastor Nick, can you get back on here?